Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Now I had the time of my life. No, I never felt like this before. Yes, I swear it's a truth. And I owe it all to you.
Because I had.
Is it Valentine's Day?
Maybe.
Cheesy love songs. And we're doing them all day.
Yes,
here,
please.
Pot it down so I don't pay for it. And hang on for a second. Cheesy love songs, because it's Valentine's Day, is your artist of the day. Worst movie from the 80s of all time.
If by worst you mean awesome.
Kelly made me watch this movie.
Just remember. Wait, I don't need to hear it.
Belt it out. Wait, you just recently saw?
Yes.
Dirty Dancing?
Within the last 365 days, yeah.
Wow.
I had never seen it.
You mean within the past year?
That's what I'm trying to get at, Dan.
Those two are equivalent. Dan.
Nobody puts Baby in the Corner.
So this is one of the...
Wait. And the fact that you just said that, I thought that that was going to be some super climactic, like, wow, nobody puts Baby in a Corner.
You've been waiting 30 years for this.
Yeah.
And I thought this was 33.
Well, the dance number at the end when he jumps off the stage is really...
He's a pedophile.
I've said before, I don't think that movie would be made in the same way today.
No.
It wouldn't be made.
Oh, sure it would.
But I thought...
She would be in college.
I thought the way everybody talked about Dirty Dancing, this is going to be some just incredible movie. I love Patrick Swayze. Roadhouse, North and South, Red Dawn. I mean, these are some of the greatest movies from the 80s of all time. And I thought, Dirty Dancing, Patrick Swayze, how did I miss it?
Yeah, how did you miss it?
He also missed Jaws.
What?
Mm-hmm.
You've never seen Jaws?
Oh, I've seen it now.
Okay.
And it's stupid.
What is your, if you had to watch a Valentine's Day, not necessarily love story,
chick flick.
If you had to watch one of those movies, what is the number one? And there's really only one, but I'll let you give me your submission.
Like your generic 80s
or not necessarily
or,
80s.
Or 90s. 80s or 90s love movie that is so cheesy, but you still love it. Say anything.
Okay, I'll give you that. Dan?
I would go with When Harry Met Sally.
Mm. Oh, that's such a good one.
That's a good one.
That's a good love
story.
But
you're both wrong. It's Something's Gotta Give with Jack Nicholson and Diane Keaton.
Yeah, that's a good one too. Mm.
That is a good movie.
That is
I
the
can't
winner.
Deny that. Mm-hmm.
So is The Home that I believe just sold for $44 million.
Sorry?
I'm
the
addicted.
Movie is based in.
Yeah, I'm addicted to the movie and the home in the Hamptons in the movie.
Sweet House.
Both are amazing, and I believe it sold for 40 or 50 or some ridiculous tens of millions of dollars. But if you've never seen that with Keanu Reeves, it is so funny. And even the men in your life will love that movie.
Sam, what's your go-to super cheesy romantic comedy or romantic movie, whatever?
Well, I've never sat down and said to myself, wow, I'm going to watch a romantic, cheesy comedy right now.
If you did.
But if I had to, it would be the one that Dana just said that I already forgot the name of.
Something's Gotta Give?
That one, yeah. That's a good movie. Just
second place
general.
Would be Crazy Stupid Love with Steve Carell and Ryan Gosling. Scott, and there's a Dirty Dancing reference in that movie, and you would laugh at that because it's about an aging dad who tries to get back out into the dating scene. Mm-hmm. And he's kind of dorky. and he meets Ryan in a bar, and Ryan decides to take him under his wing and make him hip at age 50.
Okay, I have seen Sweet Home Alabama a few times.
When we got hacked by the Russians, they really did us a number.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm in the system looking for Go Sell Crazy Somewhere Else. We're all stocked up here.
It's gone.
Which is from the movie that you just mentioned.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
No. Go Sell Crazy Somewhere Else. We're all stocked up here. That's from the movie you just mentioned.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
What is Go Sell Crazy Somewhere Else? We're all stocked up here from.
I thought it was One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
That is incorrect.
Let me look it up.
It's from As Good As It Gets.
I don't think so.
When you're wrong, you can admit it. Sam, can you pull that clip? Go Sell Crazy Somewhere Else. We're all stocked up here. It's from As Good As It Gets.
Okay, As Good As It Gets, you're conflating this, is the one with Helen Hunt, correct? That's not what I'm talking about.
That's what you said. You said As Good As It Gets with Jack Nicholson.
Oh, Jack Nicholson and Diane Keaton. Something's got to give, is what I said.
Oh, I swear to God, you said As Good As It Gets, but all right, then I am wrong. I am wrong, and I apologize.
You were close, because if that is the Helen Hunt movie, that's also a pretty good movie.
That is a good movie.
But it's not as good as Something's Gotta Give.
Okay. I don't think I've ever seen Something's Gotta Give.
Oh, Love Actually is a good one.
What is?
Love Actually.
Yeah, that's a good one.
But you don't strike me as someone who would routinely watch those movies.
Guarantee I do not.
Not even on Valentine's Day?
No.
Are there explosions?
No.
Is there blood?
Scott's not
Does anybody one. Get
no.
shot?
Do no, you there, have there's a heart think. Attack.
The big question, do you have to think?
Okay.
No.
Okay. Well, then he's in.
You know, you hoity-toity sons of... With your movies and your...
If you don't think Jack Nicholson, with his butt hanging out of his hospital gown, is not phenomenal time spent...
I didn't say he wasn't phenomenal. He's a great actor. I get it. Yes, that's great. What Women Want.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
With Mel Gibson. That's a good one. A lot of people are writing in A Few Good Men.
Wait, A Few Good Men?
That's a classic.
As a love story?
Yeah.
No, okay. I think that has to do with the quote you were saying, I think.
You Can't Handle the Truth is not a love story.
Now, one of the best romantic movies ever has to be The Princess Bride.
Okay, I'll give you that. I thought you were going to say Casablanca, and I'm like, I've done it. I've tried it. I can't do it.
I would like to change my selection.
Okay.
If I had to sit down and watch a love story, I'm watching Deadpool. Because that is a love story.
Well, actually,
Deadpool.
You're right.
Okay.
The
anti-hero.
The romance guy. And the love between Deadpool and his girlfriend is very strong.
I thought Deadpool was gay.
Okay.
He's a fictional character, Scott.
Yeah, and?
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you. Ghost is one that just came in on the
text line.
Oh. That's a good one.
Sort of a love story.
Mm-hmm.
Failure to launch on the text line. Sort
With
of
Matthew
a love story.
Matthew McConaughey and Terry Bradshaw.
Yeah. Sort of a love story.
What was that one about the Cowboys?
Brokeback Mountain. Very much a love story. Like a love rectangle, but yes.
Oh my gosh.
Well, they were both married.
There is, I actually have a joke that I cannot say.
No, you will not. No, you will not.
But I just want to say it goes along the lines of love rectangle.
Okay, really?
Really?
What?
I think you just made the joke.
It's Valentine's Day and it's Friday.
Is it too late to
yes.
dump that?
Thank you, Texter. Bad Boys for Life. Now, that's a love story.
Oh, from the text line, Forgetting Sarah Marshall. That's a good one.
That's
okay.
Hilarious.
Jerry Maguire.
You complete
Top Gun.
Me.
Top Gun is a great love story.
Top Gun is not
Top
a
Gun
love story.
Or Deadpool, and I'm watching it.
Maybe between Val Kilmer and Tom Cruise.
You've Got Mail.
Goose. Yes.
Notebook.
Way too depressing.
Some would
Way
say Top
too
Gun.
Depressing.
The Proposal.
Some would say Top Gun's the original Brokeback Mountain.
Really. I love a good love story, but when you start talking Notebook and people with Alzheimer's and they don't remember who you are and you're on a floor sobbing, to me, the love story, I could get teary-eyed, but I don't want to be ugly crying. That then crosses in from love story to drama.
You want something that's like a
rom-com. P.S. I Love You?
Okay.
What was that? Was it P.S. I Love You where she goes to Ireland? Is that P.S. I Love You?
I don't think so. I think someone dies in P.S. I Love You. I read it a long time ago.
Oh, Hitch is hilarious. Have you seen Hitch with Will Smith?
Hitch is funny, yeah.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Sleepless in Seattle?
Wonderful story.
Mm-hmm. Forrest Gump.
And a great soundtrack. Well, Forrest Gump is sort of a missed opportunity several times of love story.
And unrequited love.
Don't get me started on Jen A.
Well, my son watched this with me the other night, like a week ago. And he was saying, why does she keep leaving him? And I'm like, well, there's a whole train of thought that she's not a very nice person.
Well, she's a tortured soul.
She was a tortured soul.
Notting Hill.
Okay.
With Julia Roberts?
Maybe.
That's a great movie. I love that movie.
Okay, who sent in Texas Chainsaw Massacre? That is not a love story.
Somebody else wrote in Rambo. Witness. Oh, my God.
He was in love with her. She was Amish and could not complete that love.
Titanic.
Ooh.
No, that's I'm dumping you into the ocean story. I'll never let you go. Yet there he goes. There was room on that door. And
there
you
was
know
room
it.
On the
there
door.
There was room on that door for both of them.
Actually, I think they did like a Mythbusters thing on that to see if two people could float on
the
door.
And they could.
Yeah.
Pretty Woman?
Sort of a love story.
But she's a whore.
Another hooer.
Why do you have to keep bringing language like that into this show on Valentine's
Day? It's not inappropriate.
It is strike two, and it's 2:17, and it's Friday, and I'm stuck in a 10x5 cell with you on Valentine's Day.
You're in a bad mood today. You're
in a
bad
big room.
Somebody's in a bad mood.
Well, it feels smaller than it is.
Why are you in a bad mood?
I'm not in a bad mood.
Yes,
did Chris not send flowers?
He actually did send flowers.
Where are they?
They're out there. I specifically told him not to, and he did.
I don't see them.
They're on the desk. I haven't gotten them
yet. Yet to be opened.
The text line's rather funny. Oh, they're sharing a lot of adult-themed movies.
Uh-huh.
Hope Floats?
Yeah. You took a baby into a bar.
Smokey and the Bandit? Stop it, guys. Stop it. Fools Rush In with Matthew Perry.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you. 576-7798.
50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, leave, and get yourself free.
Not exactly a Valentine's Day song, but I see where you're going there, Sam. 50 ways to leave your lover? On Valentine's Day?
Maybe even a new lover.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, maybe you got a new one. Okay.
Change things up.
Yeah, okay. A story here from the Kansas City Star. Months after decrying Chick-fil-A's presence on campus, the University of Kansas's Sexuality and Gender Diversity Faculty and Staff Council now wants the presence depicted in an art contest, inviting students to illustrate, quote, what the presence of Chick-fil-A on campus signifies to you. In a protest last August during Chick-fil-A's move from the basement of KU's Wesco Hall to a more prominent location in the student union, and in response to the company's sponsorship of the football team's coin toss, the council is now asking KU to cut ties with Chick-fil-A after the current contract expires. Now, with the art contest, in conjunction with the KU Department of Visual Art, it stretches even the most creative imagination to think that they're looking for anything other than continued vilification of Chick-fil-A. Not because Chick-fil-A has been shown to discriminate against any employee or any customer for their sexual identity, but because its founders and its owner have supported traditional marriage and Christian organizations. They want Chick-fil-A off campus.
I saw that story this morning and I thought, oh, he's going to love this one. Now, I think the story goes a little far when it starts talking about forcing professors, quote, into hiding, who say they don't feel like they can go eat there without hiding the bag or shielding the bag from other people.
One KU faculty member who would not use a name out of fear of reprisal wrote of having friends and coworkers who feel they must shield their Chick-fil-A bags and wrappers from public view while they are on campus.
So eating a good chicken sandwich is bad now?
Apparently.
Well, they don't have to have the logo on the bag.
advertising your brand is bad now?
And request an anonymous lunch sack.
Or you can go in and order...
Just order your chicken and enjoy your chicken.
It is amazing to me.
Come on. This is funny and you know it.
So I called my daughter today, who's a freshman at KU, who loves Chick-fil-A and goes to the Student Union Chick-fil-A often. And I said, do you feel like you have to hide your bag when you leave? She goes, no, but I'm aware of the controversy.
Sure.
She goes, everybody knows about the controversy regarding Chick-fil-A, but I do not hide my bag. And I said, thank you. I love you. You are a wonderful.
Tell her I'm happy to ship her some anonymous bags if she would like to put her sandwich in those.
She doesn't want them and doesn't need them.
Scott goes, you're allowed to claim the name Parks still.
I want you to wear that name with pride, young lady.
The editorial board of the Kansas City Star came out today and said, come on. Come on.
Even you have to admit this is ridiculous.
It's...
It is
amazing. Pardon me, it was Michael Ryan who wrote it, not the editorial board. Okay.
It is amazing to me that the people who talk the most about inclusion are the ones who practice it the least.
I don't know that we need to have the coin toss sponsored, honestly, by anyone. And if you are going to have a coin toss sponsored, then you had better pick some company right down the middle of the road where there is no controversy whatsoever.
Name one.
Well, depends on what you find controversial, Scott.
Well,
Coca-Cola.
Probably doesn't pay their employees a $15 wage.
Could find fault with a lot of corporations.
With any corporation.
I find fault with naming the coin toss. Can't it just be a coin toss?
And I take issue with the fact that the French fries made me fat.
Okay. Sponsored to you by Juul.
Okay.
Are they paying for it?
No. You cannot just let anyone sponsor a college football coin toss. And keep in mind, I've already been on record saying the fact that we have a sponsor for the coin toss is ridiculous.
Well, the reason you have a sponsor for the coin toss, quite frankly, have you been to a KU game lately?
Yes.
Okay. What have you noticed?
They're rebuilding.
Empty seats. They need all the money they can get. So they're selling anything and everything.
I think the university is doing just fine.
Let's get back on topic. Students... Do you know the best way to get Chick-fil-A off campus?
No.
Don't buy it. If you don't like it...
Don't buy it.
Don't buy it.
But I understand the argument that it is an extension of the university when the university pays a company, any company, not just Chick-fil-A, to either sponsor a coin toss or allow that company to sell their sandwiches on campus.
But keep in mind, KU is not paying them... They're paying KU. They're paying KU not just for the coin toss. They're paying KU for this to rent the space of the Student Union. If you don't like it, don't buy it. Here's a crazy thing about modern American economies. If you don't buy it, they will leave. Here's the funny thing, though. And I go back to my original point. The people who talk the most about inclusion are the ones who practice it the least. We're a college campus. I know we got to get to the news. We're a college campus. We're open to diverse ideas as long as they're the ideas that we support. As long as what you talk about is something we agree with. Well, the owner of Chick-fil-A doesn't necessarily agree with your views on marriage. That doesn't make him right, but it doesn't make him wrong. And if you don't like it, don't buy his damn sandwich. So at the University of Kansas, where inclusion reigns supreme, where the free exchange of ideas, whether I agree with you or not, reigns supreme. Students and even the faculty want the Chick-fil-A removed from the student union. Why? You know the reason. Because the owner of Chick-fil-A is a devout Christian who donates money to groups that some would consider against gay marriage. Now, I would argue to you, and I happen to like Chick-fil-A. Can't say that I go there very often. I'm trying to lose a couple pounds right now. But if we were to judge every company based on the positions of owner.
But people do, Scott. I mean, you've seen the emails making the rounds and things on social media. At the beginning of the year, it will say, if these are the causes that you support, these are the businesses in your corner, and these are the businesses not in your corner. Mm-hmm. And I think it's absolutely appropriate and fine and good to be an informed consumer. I really do.
Okay.
And let me just give you an example. I refuse to go into a certain craft store based on their restrictive policies.
Okay.
And I think it's okay to be an informed consumer. The difference between just being an informed consumer, do I shop here with my money or do I shop there with my money, and what's happening on college campuses is college campuses are taking money from businesses, some of which take very controversial positions in society. And I'm not saying Chick-fil-A is one of them. I'm just saying, you know the story.
Mm-hmm.
I think some of the people are saying, why do we have to get into bed with fill-in-the-blank corporation,
okay,
who is known for these ideas. That's all
well,
I'm saying.
Well, but I would only argue with you in this regard. The corporation is not making these decisions, is not donating money to these things. It's the owner. It's not like you go up to the counter.
Wow, but is there a difference?
Yeah, I would argue there most certainly is. It's not like you go up to the counter at the Chick-fil-A at the student union at KU. And they say, hi, can we help you? Are you gay? Oh, you're gay? We can't serve you. I'd like a job here. Are you gay? We can't hire you. That's not how Chick-fil-A works.
But you certainly it's possible you would not feel welcome as an employee or otherwise at an establishment where you know they do not support your right to choose to marry who you want to marry.
But then if that's the case, Dana, then don't shop there. And if enough people decide they're not going to buy Chick-fil-A sandwiches because they disagree with the point of view of the owner or the founder, whatever, then Chick-fil-A will leave the student union because they won't be making any money. But here's the crazy thing. Those chicken sandwiches are so good. I bet some of the very people who rail against Chick-fil-A actually eat Chick-fil-A. I bet they go there. But when it comes time to show that I'm enlightened and inclusive, that I'm going to shun Chick-fil-A. But my point is, and my point from last segment was, and I stand by this, the people who claim they are the most inclusive are usually the ones who are the least inclusive. I want to hear everybody's point of view as long as I agree with it. I want to hear about gay and lesbian rights, and I do. I have nothing against gay and lesbian rights at all. But I also can at least open my ears to people that I disagree with who have a different point of view.
Well, isn't college like that as a whole?
Isn't college supposed to be like that?
No, I mean, the mirage of saying you can say whatever you want and express your opinions and then saying that those opinions are wrong.
By the way, and this Kansas City Star article went on to point out that Chick-fil-A had been so bullied over the last couple of years, they stopped donating to the Salvation Army.
Yeah, I saw that.
Now, let me tell you, there is a very popular radio station in this town who has a partnership with the Salvation Army, which apparently the Salvation Army is never do goods. That radio station that has a partnership with the Salvation Army is the radio station you're listening to right now, KMBZ, because we believe in the work that they do. And we can agree to disagree on certain things for the better good. The better good is the enrichment of children who have nowhere else to go.
One of my favorite stories about the Chick-fil-A issue, and I'm almost 100% sure it was Chick-fil-A, is that the owner, and I'll look this up if I'm wrong over the break and we'll correct ourselves, the owner and a member of the gay community came together over the last year and sat down and had an actual open dialogue.
That is correct.
And I think some feelings were changed. I don't know that all feelings were changed, but they sat down and I remember the man writing, instead of just hating this place, why don't we sit down and find our common ground and learn more about one another? Mm-hmm. And they did. Mm-hmm. And I will say this for that exchange, if in fact it was as good and true as I read that it was. If more people did that in America, there'd be a whole lot less hate out there. Mm. Because it's easy, especially online, just to say, well, I hate them. Mm-hmm. I don't like them. They do this. I don't like them. When you sit down with someone across a table.
Face to face,
cup of coffee. I think we all tend to find we have more common ground than we would like to believe.
Great point. 576-7798. Susan in Lawrence. Hello, Susan.
Hi. I came to Lawrence in 1992 to go to graduate school, and I'm still here. After I left graduate school and taught for a while, I got a job in the Kansas Memorial Union, which is where the student union, that's the same thing. And it is a separate entity from the University of Kansas. They're not paid with the same dollars that the University of Kansas is paid with. And so, you know, the professors trying to get it out of the student union, they don't really even have any pull because it's a different bucket of money. So,
but who decides who gets to be in there, Susan?
It's the Memorial Union Corporation. Kansas Memorial Union Corporation was the name that our checks were from. It's a completely separate entity from KU Athletics or from the University of Kansas. It's a totally separate animal.
But that doesn't mean that it's not a part of the university and be on the university campus.
Right.
Which it is.
Right. But the salaries and everything, it runs itself as its own entity. You know, they don't get money from athletics like you were talking about the coin toss.
No, I understand. No, Susan, I understand that. I mean, KU Athletics is a different entity than, say, the people who pay the professors, et cetera. I worked for several years at the KU Alumni Center, which is just off campus, but is technically still a state-run institution because my paycheck came from the state of Kansas.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right.
Well, we ate at Chick-fil-A yesterday, and my husband is on the board of the Salvation Army, and he said as we walked in there, I don't like coming here because they don't support Salvation Army anymore. And my two sons, who are off school for a snow day, said, we don't care. We like their sandwiches. So anyway, we have it both ways here. I just thought I'd weigh in, let you know about the corporation is separate.
Yeah, and I talked to Sarah earlier today about this story in the Star. And Sarah is probably as liberal as they get. She's 18 years old. She's a KU college freshman. If she wasn't liberal at this age, I'd be shocked. And I said, are you going to stop eating at Chick-fil-A? She said, no, the sandwiches are delicious. She couldn't, I mean, she's all for gay rights.
But what percentage of kids do you think fall in that category? I think it's higher than we think. I think the headline that we see is because it's attention grabbing, and now they're saying, let's all create art to express what this means to us. That's going to grab the headline. I think the majority of kids on campus
don't care.
If they've got the money on their Beacon Bucks card and it sounds good, they eat there. And if they don't, they don't. I don't know that a huge percentage of kids really think about those things. But maybe they do.
But here, you mentioned the art contest, which goes through, I think, March 19th, the story says. Do you think that anybody involved in this art contest is going to accept art of a Chick-fil-A sandwich and that just says on the top, so good, I don't care?
I don't know. Art's in the eye of the beholder.
They would reject that art. You know that. If a student put in a picture that they had drawn of a Chick-fil-A sandwich that just said, tastes so good, I don't care, you know that they would reject that. This art contest is for one thing and one thing only, and the star is right to point this out. It is the continued vilification of Chick-fil-A.
Fueling the fire.
576-7798.
Do you remember the controversy every year, really, at the Oscars, where they leave out someone in the in memoriam? So this year
they left out Luke Perry.
Luke Perry was left out. Cameron Boyce was left out. And the Academy actually came out today and explained it as if to say they meant to leave him out. They came out and said that, quote, the Academy receives hundreds of requests to include loved ones and industry colleagues in the Oscars in memoriam segment. An executive committee representing every branch of entertainment considers the list and then makes selections for the telecast based on limited available time. They assured fans that all of the submissions are included on Oscar.com. And if you'd like to see Luke Perry there, just go to Oscar.com where he is remembered in the Oscar.com Gallery of the Dead. Do you believe that?
No.
I think they just forgot it.
I think they forgot. I mean, Luke Perry was a big star. Give me a break.
There's one every year. But this gives them an out every year to say, well, we reviewed the list.
Oscar.com has it.
It's on Oscar.com.
Please see back to our story from 2020 where we explained why this happened.
Well, I think that it was an omission, but he's online. So
you can't get mad.
How'd you like to be on that executive committee? God, how depressing.
Story here from The Hill. An Alabama state lawmaker introduced legislation that would require men to get vasectomies within 1 month of turning 50 or once their third biological child is born in response to legislation banning abortion in the state.
That's a good one.
Actually is a good one.
The bill was sponsored and introduced by State Representative Rolanda Hollis, Democrat, not surprising. And it reads, under existing law, there are no restrictions on the reproductive rights of men.
Accurate.
This bill would require a man to undergo a vasectomy within 1 month of his 50th birthday or the birth of his third biological child, whichever comes first. This is a statement bill.
And her stand-up comedy career is starting next year.
Well, this happens in politics all the time, and
clogging the system.
Yeah, I don't believe that's probably. Speaking of clogging the system, did you see in the state of Kansas, they are actually, the people that you sent to Topeka are actually debating right now with all of the stuff we have going on, whether or not it's okay to buy fireworks every single day of the year. That's where their focus is.
Good.
That's important.
No, actually it's not even remotely relevant to my life.
Need some bottle rockets on that.
The other part of the legislation would roll back the laws that make bottle rockets illegal.
Okay.
This is a thing that we need to be worrying about.
I like to blow stuff.
I think more people care about fireworks than you think. Have you been in your neighborhood on the 4th of July?
Yeah, but that's one.
Where do you think they go?
Night a year.
Does your neighborhood sound like it's under attack
on the 4th of July? It's not terrible, but it's okay, you
mine,
can hear it.
Mine is. But yet, strangely, fireworks are illegal in the city of Roland Park.
Why do we need to have the option to buy them all year round when the fireworks holiday is the 4th of July?
And New Year's.
Do you really want people shooting off fireworks legally all year round? I don't.
And Chiefs victory Super Bowl Sunday.
It would be all of the big events.
Here's what I don't want. I don't want the government telling me when I cannot buy fireworks.
I knew you were going to say that.
I don't buy fireworks. They don't do anything for me.
Yeah, me neither.
But it's strange that in all of Johnson County, fireworks are illegal. Yet every 4th of July and every New Year's, and when the Chiefs won the Super Bowl, I was at Kelly's house in Western Shawnee. You would have thought it was the damned 4th of July. Now, where did they get it? Huh. I'm going to guess they went to Wyandotte County and stocked up when it was legal to buy fireworks in Wyandotte
County. But why do we have to buy them all year? Who's going to go to a fireworks stand all year round?
Probably not most people. But why does the government have the right to tell me that I can buy fireworks right before the 4th of July, but I can't buy it on the 10th of November?
I don't know. We used to not be able to buy liquor on Sundays either, Scott.
And that was a dumb law, too. You would agree, right?
Yes, I would agree with that.
Well, you could buy it at a bar. You just couldn't buy it and take it home.
You could go to a bar and then
totally jugged up.
And then just risk a family of four on the way home, but don't drink alone at home.
You can sit at a bar on Sunday in Kansas and drink from 10 a.m. until 2 a.m. the next Monday morning.
Drive home and run into a family of four and take their life. But damn it, whatever you do, do not drink at home alone. God dang it. What are you thinking?
You sinner.
If you're going to drink, you better take out a family of four. You better drive drunk.
Why bring bottle rockets back? I worked with a guy, a good friend of mine, actually, who one eye is just a little bit...
A little bit off center?
A little bit. Well, it doesn't move. And
why would you talk about parks like that?
Did he take one in the
eye? It is because he took a bottle rocket in the eye.
Well, Bohannon and I were smart. When we had our bottle rocket fights, we put on goggles. Don't think for a second that your sweet son Jack never engaged in a bottle rocket fight.
Well, the new thing is Roman candle fights because you get more launches with one light.
Yeah, that's what we need to be doing. Boys selling these year-round.
Dana, you have said, and I would agree with you, boys are dumb. But if you don't think that Jack ever engaged in a bottle rocket fight...
We had a guy blow himself up over... Was it the Super Bowl, Dan?
Yeah, that was Super Bowl Sunday.
They called it a, quote, catastrophic injury.
Well, that's what happens when you light commercial-grade fireworks while standing over them.
Yeah, well.
That's what happens when the Chiefs win the Super Bowl.
Did you hear about the largest firework ever recently?
No.
A fireworks shell weighing almost 2,800 pounds exploded last Saturday over Steamboat Springs, Colorado.
And?
Oh, they meant to do it.
Oh, they meant to do it.
Yeah.
I was going to say, and now it's a crater that looks like the Grand Canyon.
World's largest fireworks. And it went boom.
That's what they do, Dan.
I know.
It was awesome.
Good God.
Imagine we could do that every single day here.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.